Magic City, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Townsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Iowa caucus is now less than 2 weeks away, kicking off election season. Former President Trump leading in recent polls, but has added events in the Hawkeye State. His Republican rivals are on the ground trying to sway voters. ABC's Alex Perche is in Des Moines.
They're making the rounds and trying to get that face time. And I will tell you that anecdotally from the voters that we've talked to, that does matter. It does move the needle. But whenever you talk about the former president having polling at about 50%, his next closest opponent right at about 18%, I mean, that is a large gap to try to make up.
Iranian leaders are condemning the twin blast today at a ceremony in Iran honoring Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed 4 years ago in a targeted attack. More than 100 people died in explosions today. Authorities in Newark, New Jersey, say they're investigating an early morning shooting of an imam outside a mosque. Police say the victim was taken to a nearby hospital in critical condition, the motive unknown. This is ABC News. The Pope pounding the drum again for peace around the world.
Non dimentichiamo i popoli che sono in guerra.
In his weekly audience at the Vatican, the Pope again condemned conflict seen right across the world. Describing war as madness, he reiterated his appeal for peace in Ukraine, Gaza, and elsewhere. In a world seemingly growing more insensitive, Francis added, we pray to grant us a heart sensitive to the needs of the poor, the refugees, and the victims of war. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Rising prices prompting more people to cancel their streaming TV services. New data shows 24% of subscribers canceled three or more streaming subscriptions in recent months. The Lancashire Heeler is the latest breed recognized by the American Kennel Club. The organization announcing the rare herding breed is now eligible for thousands of national dog shows, including the prestigious Westminster Kennel Club show. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead.
Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front?
It's dropping south through the state today, bringing flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow.
Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. There's concern over multiple overdose deaths in Kenosha County. Ted Allen has more.
The medical examiner's office there issued a public warning after they responded to 9 cases in a recent 12-day period, including 3 deaths last Saturday. The office believes the fatalities involve such substances as cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and counterfeit prescription pills, though they say the exact cause of each case won't be known for months until toxicology results are finalized.
The number of homicides in Milwaukee dropped substantially in 2023. Data from the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission shows the city recorded 161 homicides over the past year. That's compared to the city's record high number of homicides in 2022 of 215. The commission adds that despite the decline, the numbers of both homicides and non-fatal shootings are still significantly higher than pre-pandemic numbers. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Senator Devin Lemieux. You're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad and firebob.com.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Numbers are us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers Durand, and Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center downtown Durand. 4 people were arrested in Buffalo County after a traffic stop in the town of Buffalo Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies pulled over Takara Ray for a traffic violation and found that Ray exhibited signs of impairment. An investigation and search of the vehicle found a significant amount of cocaine and marijuana in the vehicle. Also arrested were Marcus Shines, Kyron Pickett, and Crystal Shines. Marcus Shines is also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. All 4 are from Winona. And Eau Claire County deputies being called a hero after he helped free a man who was trapped under a fallen tree. The sheriff's deputy is Stephen Shelwitz, and he used the man's chainsaw to cut him loose. The man was apparently doing work on the oak tree when it fell on him. The man was treated at the scene by paramedics, but was otherwise okay. The sheriff's department says Deputy Shelwick's quick action yielded a positive outcome in what could have been a life-threatening situation. The Buffalo County Fair is in search of a new board member. Fair board members help organize the fair and fair events and also help out during fair week. Interested people wanting to be part of the fair board are encouraged to send an email to Lisa Keys at yahoo.com for more information. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding anglers that the early catch and release season for inland trout starts this weekend. On designated inland waters, anglers can target any of Wisconsin's 4 inland trout species from January 6th through May 3rd using artificial tackle only.
Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need to have a 2023-2024 fishing license, an inland trout stamp as well, which can be purchased through the DNR's licensed portal Go Wild or at an authorized retailer. Any trout caught, though, will need to be released immediately. Those interested can find in more information by visiting the DNR's trout fishing webpage. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says a new extreme risk protection order law that went into effect Monday will help save lives in Minnesota. Walz, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and members of law enforcement spoke about the law yesterday in St. Paul. Also known as a red flag law, the measure allows courts to issue a protective order to seize firearms from anyone found to be a danger to themselves or others. Walz says the new law does not infringe on the rights of gun owners and called it a piece of common sense legislation. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan said the law will be a success, even if only one life is saved through its use. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
There are now formal charges for the Chippewa Falls woman accused of stabbing a man in the eye and beating him with a baseball bat Christmas Day. Prosecutors filed attempted homicide charges yesterday against 54-year-old Laura Fella. Police in Lake Halley said she allegedly attacked her boyfriend Christmas Eve, stabbing him 15 times, including once in the eye. A judge yesterday set her bond at $250,000. The Durand Improvement Group is holding a Fun Fest meeting tonight. The group will continue to discuss the restructuring of the event due to the construction on Main Street and other space issues. They'll also discuss other planning for the event. Durand Improvement Group is in need of volunteers to be parade coordinator and car show coordinator for Fun Fest. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:45 at Durand City Hall. The Dunn County Dairy Promotions Committee has announced this year's June Dairy Month event on the farm. This year, instead of an early morning breakfast, a dairy brunch will be held June 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That'll be at the Kay and Kevin Gilbertson Farm in Elk Mound. New drivers in Wisconsin will once again have to prove their skills on the road. The Division of Motor Vehicles yesterday said it will end the road test waiver program that began during the COVID outbreak. The state issued nearly 170,000 waivers to new drivers in the nearly 3 years that road tests were not available. The DMV says it hasn't seen any negative effects of the waiver program, but decided to end it anyway. Law enforcement in Minnesota say that 50 anglers in northern Minnesota had to be rescued again after the ice broke. The Lake of the Woods County Sheriff's Department said they were reported at around 3 p.m. of 50 people stranded when a piece of ice broke off the lake. UTVs were used to help with the rescue mission due to the warm weather. There have been many instances like this that have occurred across northern Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand. Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Minnesota is starting the new year with more protections in place for that state's turtle population. Minnesota lawmakers acted last year to stop commercial harvests of western painted turtles and snapping turtles. They also outlawed using traps to catch turtles. Scientists say the long-lived species is vulnerable to over-harvesting because of threats from predators, pollution, and the loss of natural habitat. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead.
Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front?
It's dropping south through the state today, bringing flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
The Packers are back in the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for Sunday's game against the Bears at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers had a Week 18 home game last year with the playoffs on the line, and they fell to the Lions, keeping Green Bay out of the postseason. The scenario is the same this year, only it's the Bears coming to town instead of Detroit. Bucks hit the road to face the Indiana Pacers tonight. Milwaukee just 1-3 against Indiana this season. Bucks fell to the Pacers on Monday, seeing their 15-game home court win streak come to an end. 21st-ranked Badgers knocked off Iowa 83-72 in Big Ten action. At the Kohl Center, the Badgers have won three straight. They improved to 2-0 in the Big Ten. Iowa dropped to 0-3. The Badgers will host Nebraska on Saturday. Hockey Badgers climbed one spot to fifth in the U.S. College Hockey Online Top 20 poll this week. Wisconsin's 16 wins tops all of Division I college hockey. They'll open a two-game weekend series at Notre Dame on Friday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The sport loses one of its all-time greats. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
On the track, yeah, this race can be a close one. Off the track, things get even closer. Join the celebration of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, January 25th through the 28th, and get closer to the action all weekend long with free garage access, plus nonstop entertainment, autograph sessions, and more. It's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it doesn't get any closer than this. Secure your infield admission today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
The NASCAR community has been celebrating the life of NASCAR Hall of Famer Cale Yarborough this week, who passed away last weekend at the age of 84. The Timmonsville, South Carolina native spent nearly 30 years at the sport's top level, debuting in 1957 and racing in 560 races before his retirement in 1980. During that span of time, Yarborough won 83 races and 3 championships. That win total has him currently tied with Jimmy Johnson for 6th on the all-time win list. 4 of those checkered flags came in the Daytona 500, and 5 more came in the prestigious Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway. Yarborough was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2012. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Christmas tree is still useful even though it's past its prime. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Birds, fish, and even your garden will benefit when you recycle the Christmas tree as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There's a lake about a mile from my house, and every year right after the holidays, someone's Christmas tree is laid on the ice. The neighbors make bets on the day the ice melts enough for the tree to fall through. It then sits on the bottom of the lake where it becomes a refuge and feeding area for the fish. R.J. Laverne is a master arborist for the Davey Tree Expert Company in Ohio. He says another way to benefit nature is to put the tree out in the woods and stand it upright.
Take some pine cones and smear them up with peanut butter. Hang those from your used Christmas tree and let the birds and squirrels have a post-Christmas feast. Come spring, you can cut the branches off of the tree, and those will gradually decay into your forest ecosystem.
Lots of communities have Christmas tree recycling services. The trees are usually chipped up and become useful mulch for parks, trails, and other landscapes. If you don't have a recycling facility nearby, run the tree through a chipper or cut it up into small pieces.
You can always use a sharp bow saw and carefully cut the branches off and cut the trunk up into smaller pieces and essentially create your own mulch that then can be used around the base of your own landscape plants.
Christmas trees also make effective erosion barriers for lake and river shoreline stabilization. The branches and trunk help lessen the amount of sand and soil washed away by the water. Laverne says one thing you do not want to do is feed a dry tree inch by inch into the fireplace. He knows of a guy who thought the fire would only consume what was going directly in the fireplace, and the tree went up all at once. That guy had a bad day. Find more tips for recycling your Christmas tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Psst, hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
33 in downtown Durant. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 7 to 1556, March down 12 to 1617, April down 3 to 1707, May milk down 3 at 1773. Cheese markets were lower today. Barrels and blocks both down 2.5. Barrels at 141.5. 40-pound blocks at 145.5. Two trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 268.5. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 118. One trade. Dry whey up 1.5 to 40 even. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower today as there is some price pressure and outside market weakness is developing in the stock market, and that is helping to pressure the markets as the trade is pretty much taking some profits after the big gain as well from yesterday. Now, hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly mixed to relatively flat. They're beginning to stabilize as well. Markets moved higher and lower within a narrow to moderate range through much of the morning, given the active losses seen over the past week in the lean hog complex and nearby contracts setting contract lows on Tuesday. A combination of short covering and repositioning for long-term market price shifts is being done through the market. February live cattle down 62 cents to 171.30. April down 20 cents to 174.30. June down 40 cents to 171.52. January feeder cattle down 27 cents to 225.15. March down 25 cents to 226.20. April down 37 cents to 231.77. February hogs up 2 cents to 65.35. April and May steady. April at 72.50. May at 79.85. At the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn markets are slightly higher today, but really a flat to weak type of trade. Ethanol margins are seeing some pressure despite the weaker corn. Basis looks to stay fairly steady to start the year. Soybeans, meanwhile, they had been moving mostly lower, but now are starting to recover just a bit. Soybeans, though, are watching the rains that fell in the drier areas of Brazil. Product values are, though, finding some footing, and that's helping to support some of the contracts. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they're moving mostly lower. The stronger dollar is helping to pressure wheat markets once again. The plains could also see some additional moisture about 5 or 6 days out, with the placement of snow still uncertain. March corn up 1 to 464 and 3 quarters. May up 3 quarters to 477 and 3 quarters. July up 0.5 to 488 and a quarter. New crop up 0.5 to 498 and 3 quarters. January beans down 3 quarters to 1273 and a quarter. March up 5.5 to 1279. May up 6 and a quarter to 1287 and a quarter. New crop up 7.5 to 1229 and a half. January soybean meal now up 220 to 381.10. January soybean oil up 53 cents to 48.32. Chicago wheat March down 6.5 to 6.25. May down 6.25 to 6.13. July down 4.5 to 6.21¾. Minneapolis wheat March and May both down 6¾. March at 7.08¼. May 7.18¼. Energy markets moving sharply higher. February crude oil up 2.23 to 72.61. March up 2.17 to 72.79. And February and March gas both up 6 cents. February Flory at 2:15, March at 2:17. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There are two new bills in Congress for 2024 focusing on farmers and conservation. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Iowa Republican Congressman Zach Nunn joined with Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger to introduce two pieces of legislation that are focused on conservation. The Streamlining Conservation Practices Act will strengthen the National Resources Conservation Service by providing for increased public input. Farmers are the best possible people to decide which conservation practices are used on their fields, according to Nunn.
There are approximately 500,000 or half a million farmers across America who work to implement conservation practices. And a lot of innovation is really happening in the field, not at the USDA. We want to make sure that the best practices that are being determined in the field by farmers, by practitioners, by ranchers and growers are the things that are being reflected in the USDA, not the other way around. This is one of the areas we're going to work with to make sure that we can really tee up what is working for the farmer can become the standard for the rest of the country and help drive policy in D.C. versus waiting for D.C. to tell us what and how and when we should be planting in the field.
They also introduced the Conservation Innovation Act, which will establish the Office of Conservation Innovation within USDA. He says it's not simply another layer of bureaucracy.
There's got to be an on-ramp for America's producers to be able to get their best information in front of USDA. Specifically with the Conservation Innovation Act, this office would work within the NRCS to ensure the utilization of the most effective technologies. We're talking about AI and machine learning that's being practiced in the field right now during the revision of the current conservation standard to develop a new standard. So really, in the baseline level, we want to be able to get information into USDA versus USDA coming up with a standard and blasting that out.
While both bills have been introduced, with all of the other issues Congress is dealing with, from keeping the government open, farm bill budgets, and more, and it's an election year, it's questionable on if both bills will be considered by Congress. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Registration is open for the Farm and Rural Lobby Day on January 17th with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. WFU President Darren Von Ruden is encouraging farmers to considering taking a day off to attend. WFU members will advocate for policy priorities set by the membership at the Farm Organization's annual convention in Wisconsin Dells, like preserving small and mid-sized farms, addressing concentration in agriculture, nonpartisan redistricting, and health care. You can register by visiting the Wisconsin Farmers Union's website. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association will be hosting four producing quality beef workshops around the state in February and March. The workshops will begin at 10 a.m. with a live cattle evaluation and discussion by a panel of cattle buyers representing packing plants that harvest fed cattle from Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. The discussions will include what type of cattle have the greatest demand based on consumer preferences and traits that add or lower feeder cattle value. A discussion of the latest national beef quality audit will also highlight improvements that have been made and where opportunities are to better meet consumer demand. Here in western Wisconsin, there'll be one on February 29th at the Sparta Equity Livestock Barn in Sparta. There'll also be another one March 14th at the Stratford Equity Livestock Sales Barn. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. The Department of Agriculture will reconvene the national public hearing to consider proposals seeking to amend the uniform pricing formulas applicable in all 11 federal milk marketing orders. The process will restart January 16th and will last through the 19th and reconvene again on the 29th if needed. The hearings began on August 23rd and is being held in Carmel, Indiana. Copies of the notice to reconvene, guidelines for participating, and exhibits entered during the hearings are all available at the National Federal Milk Marketing Order Pricing Formula Hearing webpage. Proponents contend that the uniform FMMO pricing formulas should be amended, as significant changes in the dairy industry and milk marketing have occurred since their adoption in the early 2000s. 40 proposals were submitted by stakeholders for consideration. Of those, 21 directly impact the uniform pricing formulas and are being considered at the hearing. Dairy producers may testify in person at any time during the hearing. Farmer sentiment changed very little in December compared to the preceding month. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer recorded a reading of 114, just 1% lower than a month earlier. Both sub-indices of the barometer, the Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations, also fell 1 point below their respective November readings. The Current Conditions Index for December was 112, while the Future Expectations Index was 115. All three indices were weaker than in December of 2022. Farmers still point to input costs at year-end as their top concern for the year ahead. But the percentage of farmers choosing the risk of lower crop and or livestock prices rose from just 16% in January to 26% this last December. Fuel prices began the new year declining after a late year increase during the holiday season. Gas Buddy reports the nation's average gasoline price reverted, falling 1.6 cents from a week ago to $3.06 a gallon. The national average is down 17.3 cents from a month ago and 12.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 4.5 cents last week and stands at $3.96 a gallon. That's 71 cents lower than 1 year ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says the good news continues for average diesel prices, which slipped below $4 per gallon again and stand at their lowest levels since the summer. Crude oil prices were up sharply in the first trading session of 2024 as the U.S. did wage an attack on Houthi militants, downing three Houthi ships from a U.S. military helicopter. Forecasts projecting a rise in Chinese demand for its February Lunar New Year may have been boosting optimism, and oil prices also traded higher. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Some light snow this weekend, and then colder air next week in our ag weather forecast. But before that cold air shows up, we'll get another mild day on Friday with highs in the mid-30s before a more active and then cooler weather pattern moves in. It does look like next week, winter will finally be here. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A chance of flurries early. We'll have highs 28 to 33. Relative humidities at 60 to 65%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 12 to 17. Relative humidities at 84 to 89%. North winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs 24 to 29. Relative humidities at 50 to 55%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 6. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Friday, cloudy. Highs 30 to 35. Saturday, cloudy. A chance of snow. Highs 30 to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow. Highs 30 to 35. Monday, mostly cloudy. Another chance of snow. Highs 30 to 35. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow. Highs 30 to 35.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, your song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. Would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, your song, you make me wanna. Slipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Hell of a lot.
truck. You better be ready, cause I'm picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We could get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be. In aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. They can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking this side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV gun. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no place that I'd rather be.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Yeah.
I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. At 747, somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio, drown it out. Silently I say a little prayer, but for the grace of God, you are, I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of. But he seems so poor, 'cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. Silently I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire, and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me,
turned me on and burned me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
If you were looking at me or not, you'd probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. Change your mind.
have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
Dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I can't wait to show you where I grew up. Walk you around.